Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac today, and again we have Pastor Joe here to help us out and basically to give me somebody to talk over.
So do you need a lot of help, do you?
Oh, I always need help. Help is always very important.
There you go.
So maybe tomorrow we'll do a little more virtual Neil.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
He only watches Gunsmoke.
But that's if you're going to watch one show.
That's a good show to watch.
That's the one to go with. No, I mean, if you're telling me the only show you watch is... If you were to tell me that you only watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, then we're going to have a talk. But if Gunsmoke is the only show you watch, I think you're okay. I think you're going to be just fine as a human being.
All right.
Today is Thursday, April 4th, 94th day of the year, 271 left to go. The Almanac is brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Joe, if you ever need specialized industrial upholstery work, if you ever want to get your pews at your church completely upholstered,
maybe we don't have pews.
Maybe get some pleather. You have actual chairs, don't
we
you? Like
have
a theater chairs.
From,
yes.
Exactly. From the theater chairs.
They'll probably upholster those for you, too. Upholstery Industries, the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries online, upholsteryindustries.com. You can also email them, info@upholsteryindustries.com. Today, 1776. Well, if it's 1776, we got to know what's probably going on. It's the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
And General George Washington began marching his unpaid soldiers from Cambridge, Massachusetts towards New York in anticipation of a British invasion. There have already been some skirmishes, as you know, Joe, even before this.
Yep.
But it looks like the British are coming. They're getting close to that. And big question is for George Washington, how much of a maintenance issue was his powdered wig during wartime? I mean, did he have one of those wig heads that he put it on when he would go to bed at night in the tent at Valley Forge? I would imagine it probably kept his head warm.
Oh, well, I'm sure. You know, anytime you put something over your head, it will keep it warm, just even a little tiny cap.
On this date, 1841, U.S. President, this was tragedy. William Henry Harrison, who refused to wear a jacket during his inauguration speech. He said, no, I'm tough. But he came down with pneumonia and he died in office. He'd only been in office for a month.
Oh.
And he perished. Who was it? Was it John Tyler? I think he was the one who succeeded him. 1841. So if it's cold and somebody suggests you wear a jacket,
put it on.
1932, vitamin C. Are you a vitamin C guy? Do you take a lot of vitamin C?
I do. I just took something this morning.
I have this drink that I do, my kind of morning orange drink that I mix up. That has high volumes of vitamin C. And this date, basically, we'd say goodbye to scurvy. No need for scurvy. No need ever to just have a truckload of oranges and citrus fruit to battle scurvy, because at the University of Pittsburgh, a guy by the name, ironically, C.C. King, not B.B. King, but C.C. King, isolated vitamin C for the first time so they could turn it into supplements and things.
Yep,
1932, pretty significant in the history of humans. 1949, do you like newsreels?
I do.
Yeah, here we go.
This union of 12 nations became known as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or more simply, NATO. They were sworn to stand together against aggression.
Yes.
An attack against one would be an attack against all.
NATO formed on this date.
Wow.
The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, still going strong. You know, we defeated the Warsaw Pact.
I do remember
NATO defeated the Warsaw Pact. Yep. That was 1949. How about 1964? This will never, ever be repeated. The Beatles, making music history, they held the top five places on the Billboard charts. Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, and this song. That's Please Please Me. That's out of those five songs, that's probably my favorite out of those five songs, I think.
I love all of them.
1964. One through five. Can you imagine that? Were they dominating or what? Were you alive at that time? Do you remember Beatlemania?
I was 13 years old.
Well, you were right in the middle of it then. You were Beatlemania crazy. You had the mop top. You had everything going on there.
Oh, I had everything. I had the hair. I got the everything.
The lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
That was 64, 68.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene.
That man would be James Earl Ray.
Yep.
And that was the state, 1968 in Memphis, Lorraine Motel. I visited the Lorraine Motel when I lived in Memphis. And I don't know if they still do it, but for the longest time, they kept the room as it was when that event happened, 1968.
I had read that before. Yeah. And I wonder if it still is.
If anybody's going to report on assassination, who would you rather have report on assassination other than Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
And it's funny, when he's going into that, he rips out his IFB. That's a little earpiece.
Rips
it out just before he goes on the air. So I'm sure there was still stuff coming into his ear, directors giving him details. He said, no, I got to go on the air. So he just tears it out, goes, time to go.
Time to go.
He was a pro at Walter Cronkite. The most trusted man in America. You're the most trusted man in Ham Lake.
Oh, thank you. Maybe.
1973 in New York, the original World Trade Center Twin Towers opened. Tallest buildings in the world at the time, 73. And I still get sad when I see pictures of them, you know, realizing what happened in 2001 on 9/11. 1975, Steve Miller, you know the Steve Miller Band?
You know, I remember
going
Steve
on the
Miller.
Jetliner, went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma. Well, apparently, I don't know if he went from Phoenix or Tacoma all the way to Arizona, but he burned his girlfriend's clothes for some reason. I don't know. He didn't like your fashion style, apparently.
That's one way for her to get new clothes.
1975. Either that or he had a moth problem. So that was in 75. And in 86 in sports, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record with his 213th point of the season. He finished with 215. That is a record that won't be broken in the modern day of the NHL. And this comes up all the time as a hockey fan. Would Wayne Gretzky produce as many points in today's NHL as he did in the 80s and into the 90s? I don't think so. It's changed. The goalies have a different style. They have bigger pads. It's just different. I don't think
different
he would.
Style.
He would probably still be very good. He might have to put some weight on in the modern NHL to get a little stronger. But... interesting.
He made a lot of money. So, you know, along with the money that he made, he wasn't really that big into the money. I mean, he was about the sport.
Yeah, he was the great one. Yeah, birthdays now.
I'm Donna Chang. You're not Chinese. You're not Chinese. No. I thought you were Chinese.
From Long Island.
Long Island? I thought I was getting advice from a Chinese woman.
I'm sorry.
Well, then... that changes everything.
She was George's mom on Seinfeld. She's still with us. Estelle Harris. Happy birthday today. 91.
Wow.
For Estelle Harris. Her and Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller, were great together.
Anybody, when you hit into your 90s, I mean, you just got to thank God for every day.
Every day is a blessing at that point in time. Are you on borrowed time once you get into the 90s?
Yep.
You're short timer. It's like it's like sudden death overtime. Any shot could be, any breath could be the last. Anybody out there who's 90, I apologize. Craig T. Nelson, 75.
You're saying you want to end a 2.5-year relationship just because I don't like stupid art?
Oh, this is not about art. This is about us.
Christine, stop screaming. I mean, people think we're fighting.
We are fighting, you jerk.
Hey, he was coach. He coached the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, Craig T. Nelson, 75. It's just something I was watching. He was on like Turner and Hooch or something, but he's 75. Happy birthday.
Picked up by Otis. Moses coming to the plate. Throws a throw. He's in. It's all over. The National League wins.
That's the 1970 All-Star game when Pete Rose bowls over Ray Fosse. And Ray Fosse is 72 today. And, you know, we found out later why Rose ran him over, and he wanted to win the All-Star game so much. He had 10 large.
Yeah.
He had 10 large hanging in the balance on that run. So it was perfect. So he won the bet. And now anytime Ray Fosse sees anybody with a bowl cut, he goes into convulsions because of that. How about the Gatlin brothers? Boy, are they good.
She's standing right here beside me, holding on to me like she's never going to let me go.
Boy, you know, when you get real, real, real big, I know you had Reba's sister in, you had Merle's son.
Yep.
Boy, if you could get Larry Gatlin to the Cowboy Church.
Maybe you could help me.
You want me to write a check?
That would help.
So Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers, Larry, Steve, and Rudy celebrating today. He's 68. Do you have a Gatlin brother thought?
He's my age.
He is.
So, you know, I remember them when they were coming up. and remember listening to them when they first started.
That makes him very wise.
Hear that, Mr. Yeah. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of your death.
Hugo Weaving from, there he is, in The Matrix. He was in Lord of the Rings movies. He's done a lot of great things. He was loved him as Red Skull in a couple of the Marvels, the Captain America movies. Happy birthday to him. He's in his 50s. He's 59.
Oh, he's just a baby.
59.
Yeah.
I don't want to make things awkward for you, but I do have to show you. Boom! Hispanic Scott Baio. I'm sorry, is that me?
Yeah.
He's Iron Man. He's Robert Downey Jr. or a Hispanic Scott Baio, if you wish. 54 today for Robert Downey Jr. Pastor Joe, do you like the Marvel Universe? Are you a fan? Will you be going to Endgame, Avengers?
No.
In theaters near you, April 26th. Okay,
no.
Very good.
No.
How about Facts of Life?
Hey, Blair, listen. Hey, I may not respect you, but I respect your turf. You want him, you got him. I won't take a guy. Take my guy. Listen, when it comes to men, the only thing you could take from me is lessons. Just don't start with me.
Oh, boy, she was Joe Polnicek. She was the tough jeans-wearing, leather-wearing, motorcycle-driving Facts of Life.
Outspoken.
Yes, yep. Outspoken. Her and Blair went toe-to-toe a few times. Mm-hmm. Nancy McKeon, believe it or not, is 53. David Blaine.
The one after that, I stood on top of a 100-foot pillar for 36 hours. I began to hallucinate so hard that the buildings that were behind me started to look like big animal heads.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like that comedian. What was his name? Last name right. But there's the illusionist, David Blaine. I also have some other audio. This is audio of him holding his breath for 17 minutes. He's not gasping yet. That's good. He's 46. And Natasha Leone, who is, and it was very hard to find clean audio of her from Orange is the New Black. Very hard. She is 40 today. Orange is the New Black. Very popular show on the next Netflix streaming service, Joe.
So I don't really watch Netflix, so I don't even watch her.
We're not going to hold that against you.
Yeah. Okay.
Gone's but not forgotten's.
Wow, let's look at the first one. I have dancer Arthur Murray.
You know, Arthur Treacher was more of my speed.
Born 1895, he founded the Arthur Murray Dance Studios.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. NBC television newsman John Cameron.
IMAX in Acapulco, Mexico. Just behind me, you can see the rugged base of the famous La Perla Cliffs. That gorge goes up, up.
He had Timex watches for the rest of his life because he did those commercials. He was the one who first said, takes a licking, but keeps on ticking.
Keeps on ticking. He was born in 1906. Actress and voice talent, Bea Benaderet.
Please take good care of Bam Bam.
Bam Bam? That's an odd name.
He is an orphan and needs a good...
Not for a wrestler.
...and the peaceful surroundings of bedrock.
Yeah, there she is as Betty Rubble. Good thing Betty Rubble didn't mind short, stocky men. I mean, if she was a real-life person, she would have loved Danny DeVito.
She would have. She would have.
Don't you think?
Yeah, she also contributed voices to other cartoons like Petticoat Junction, Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, and she was also born in 1906. Wow, as John Cameron Swayze. Actor David White.
I've never had a day spoiled by an attractive woman.
Oh, Mr. Dave.
As a matter of fact, I've often told Darren he should be glad he has such a charming mother-in-law. You should meet Louise's mother, a real witch.
There he is. Was there a better salesman, an advertising sales executive than Larry Tate? I mean, here at Bob FM, we're still looking for our Larry Tate.
Well, you know, he was on that show, Bewitched. I don't know. That's maybe a little bit before your time.
No, I love that show. Oh, that's Larry
that
Tate,
show?
Bewitched.
Oh,
I mean, that's what it's all
than,
about.
Maybe
yeah.
You're older than I think you are.
I may be. I may be younger. You don't know. Have a little Anthony Perkins here for you.
Here we go.
When was he born?
1932.
Man, he looked good in a wig.
Oh, he was in that classic film, Psycho.
He's the best.
Crazy Psycho.
And one more.
Actor Heath Ledger.
And I won't kill you because you're just too much fun. I think you and I are destined to do this forever.
And as always, the Joker got away, and then unfortunately can't play that role again because he took his own life, sadly, before the release of that movie. Heath Ledger, a little darker portrayal than, let's say, a Cesar Romero or even a Jack Nicholson of that role.
Yeah, he was just born in 1979, so it was just like yesterday.
And I think Neil brought along with him for the flight to Arizona. I think he has Brokeback Mountain. In his carry-on luggage. So say it with us, and I'll bring Neil in. They're all gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Joe, thank you for coming in. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, and have a good show. People can tune in at 10 o'clock on 106.1 HD2. HD2. Thank you, Joe. Hey, it is time now for your summer six-pack song of the day. Listen between 2 and 4 for Dolly Parton's Sweet Summer Lovin'. That's Dolly Parton's Sweet Summer Lovin'. Listen between 2 and 4 today. When you hear the song, be caller 6. And then you'll be entered in the drawing for the Friday drawing, Ultimate Summer 6-Pack, 6 tickets to the biggest music events, plus that $50 gift card to a Cub. And, of course, if you are caller 6 today, you get the preliminary prize, which just happens to be a box of no-name steaks. One more thing for you, Joe. Would you like to start a Bobathon here? I'm going to stick around and handle the Bobathon. Would you like to start out with Alabama, High Cotton, Adelaida by George Strait, or John Anderson, and all he's doing is swanging?
I think Alabama.
You like Alabama. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
KDDG Albany.